cheesy as fuck. I love it.
It's so good.
It's so cheesy. And it's like random superheroes that I've never seen before, so it's even better. Just
wait,
like Catman.
Like Wannabeast and...
What's like Catman, and then there's Wildcat.
Yeah, Catman.
And then there's Wildcat. Like
Wildcat?
Who's
Ted
like,
Grant?
Who's like, nyar! Like, and he has that crazy, like, in a show, he's got like a weird lisp or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the Bad Memory Podcast. What is the Bad Memory Podcast? It's a podcast where I sit down with my bro host, Brian Gallagher. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Guy.
And we talk about whatever we feel like. My name's Chris Bennett, and this podcast is brought to you from my personal website. I made it myself, thechrisbennett.com.
Congrats.
And we just heard the theme to the animated series, Batman the Brave and the Bold, Rest in Peace.
Or the B and the B, as I like to call it.
Yeah, Batman B. It's a triple B.
It's a triple
B. Batman the Brave and the Bold.
It is. It's Batman the Brave and the
Bold. Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Batman the Brave and the Bold.
And Brian said he's been doing his homework this week.
Yes, studying.
Yep.
Real focused.
I hear you don't waste any like fossil fuels when you do your homework. You're very green.
Yeah. You know, it's 2013, almost 14.
Yeah, almost 2014. Hey,
so it's, hey.
Why 2 14K?
Seriously, have we learned nothing from Captain Planet? Have we learned nothing? Do you want people like Loot and Plunder to be your president?
What?
Okay.
Who was the lady who had like the messed up face?
But it was kind of I still fuck her.
Yeah,
It's probably like Svitlana oil stain or some
misdemeanor was like the weird transsexual from Cops, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh man.
Yeah. Remember misdemeanor?
I might have jerked off to that toy once.
Wow. I'm glad we know that.
Just kidding.
Okay. So normally at the beginning of the show, we like to check in with each other.
Hey, Chris, how you been, Guy?
Oh, wow.
That's twice in a year.
Pretty good. It's finals week. I had my second to last final today, in thermodynamics. I think I did pretty good.
What about warp coil theory?
That's next semester.
Okay.
I'll be doing stellar cartography.
Very nice.
Mathematics of tachyon fields.
Yeah, love tachyons.
Warp core theory.
Very nice.
Warp bubble theory. Sorry.
Warp bubble.
Yeah, I can't even get it straight.
Look at you.
And then
subspace drive.
So yeah. Subspace communications.
Subspace communications.
And then we're also doing. I'm doing. How to climb Jeffrey's tubes.
Look at you. More efficient ways to go up and down those Jeffrey tubes.
Jeffrey's tubes navigation.
Yeah, Jeffrey's tubes. You don't know you're going to die. Jeffrey's tubes need windows.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They just need windows. Shit!
Wait, no. That would be amazing if like they're walking down the hallways of the Starship Enterprise
and
you
Jeffrey's
just see
tube.
A guy going by. Like,
Hello, Captain. He's like...
Just like windows along all the halls.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's just like going up it while you're like walking by, like, hey, that guy's a dick. I never liked that guy anyway.
Oh man. That's it. I met with my advisor today and to talk about him getting recommendations for working at NASA.
Is that like your Jedi Master?
He's the head of astronomy at Rowan.
Is your whole point to like infiltrate astronomy society and be like, it's all Jesus, you're all fucking crazy?
Yeah,
you should just be like, you know, like just put giant put crosses on their telescopes, like, let's look alt power Jesus, that's where plants came from. Just segue your crosses on everything. Looks like that face on Mars is actually a Jesus. It's Jesus's clay death mask.
It
ate Gary Sinise and Red Planet.
It is. Does that happen?
And then
you
fucked an alien. Or do you ever see Red Planet? Mission to Mars?
No. Mission to Mars is the one.
Gary Sinise.
No, that's what the one with the robot that goes bad.
No, that's Red Planet.
No, Mission to Mars. No.
Look it up. I'll prove you wrong.
Okay.
Brian Gallagher is shitty movies.
What's the one with Val Kilmer?
That's Red Planet.
Okay.
His name's Gallagher. Do you know that?
Oh, is it?
It's Dr. Gallagher. It's like, finally, a Gallagher in space!
When I
that'd be Val Kilmer, but
I feel like we've talked about it. Oh, you're right. Red Planet is the one with Val Kilmer.
Yeah, don't ever fucking.
Sorry, man. Sorry, but Mission to Mars, like, isn't there like so? There's actual
that's
like
Tim Robbins. Spoilers for Mission
to
Mars.
There's like intelligent aliens in Mission to Mars, right?
Yeah. It's like really shitty. It's like another civilization from another planet, like another galaxy, like landed there, and then like that giant mouth
sucks a giant penis.
Well, in the beginning, it like opens up like air, like it creates winds that like fucks up the first team.
Okay,
and then like Gary Sinise and his crew find out that like it, like if you play a certain tune, it reacts to it. So they play like a certain like musical note. They do something, and it doesn't kill them. It opens the mouth. And then they go inside, and
it's exactly like that episode, and Gary
Sinise's like whole family's dead of some kind of like explosion or something. So like he meets
Tell me they're okay. No, I'm sorry, they died of explosion.
The doctor comes out. The death was explosions. do by these bite marks, they look like explosion marks. Did the explosions have teeth? Show me the dog. They're eaten by a mountain. Mountains are vegetarian.
Do you think there's like a weird secret base behind Mount Rushmore? All the president heads on the mountain.
I feel like it's a secret Ku Klux Klan base.
Oh really?
Yep.
A lot of pointy white robes.
No, I think it's like old. It's very old though. It's like from the 1800s, but they still kind of hang out in there.
So it's that classy old timey racism.
The old timey racism, but it has, you know, like 1970s technology still, and they're just kind of like, well. Fucking black people. That's all they really do. Like, they can't do anything. They can't do anything.
They're like, man, the race war never came. We're still up here in Mount Rushmore.
We're still waiting for the signal.
Is there a button they push, and then, like, I feel like a pointy white hat comes out over George Washington's head?
Yes, and then a missile comes out of that, the race missile. I feel like...
So they're basically just exactly like Cobra.
Yes. I feel like, it's like a vault. They're trapped there.
Okay.
Like, they can't, you know...
Oh, it's
many,
like...
Many generations.
It's like what's-his-name in that, what is that thing called? Blast from the Past.
Oh, Jesus.
With Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. I have baseball cards. There's transsexuals. The planet's been run by transsexuals.
is that what happens?
You ever see it?
No, I haven't.
When Walken, like, Christopher Walken's his dad, and he's the one who, like, a plane crashes. They think there's, like, a bombing, so they run into their shelter, and then they close it, and then a plane crashes on their house. They think it's a nuclear holocaust.
Okay.
And then the dad's a scientist. He built like this amazing like underground house for him, his wife, and Brendan Fraser, the kid. So he grows up and he goes to school and stuff down, like his dad's his teacher. So finally his dad goes out there for something, like they get sick. And he goes out there, and it's, like, L.A. or something, and there's, like, a tranny prostitute, and he's like, hey, big guy, want to have fun? And he comes back down. He's like the war is. He's like the world is just run by savage transsexuals that want to have sex with you for money. And there's stores with pornography. He like walked into a porno store. So then something happens, and Fraser has to go out there, and you know it's basically Fallout.
Okay,
it's Fallout. I think hey Fallout, sue the fuck out of Blast from the Past.
I'm pretty sure Blast from the Past came out before Fallout.
Nope. Fallout 1 came out like 1994.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Again.
I was completely unaware of this Fallout thing until recently.
Oh, the game? Oh, yeah. Fallout 2 is like the hardest game ever. I like to call it Save Crawl. It's like where I kill an enemy and I save the game.
Save Crawl?
Save Crawl, yeah. That's a real term. You're just not Leets. MR's not Leets.
What's not Leets?
You.
No, I'm not lead at all. I suck at games. But speaking of games, someone gave me all three Mass Effects yesterday. And I have a month off from school, so you know what I'm going to be doing.
Playing Borderlands with me and Hartman, motherfucker.
We can play Borderlands. Okay. But also Mass Effect when you guys aren't on.
Like, did you sell them pills? How'd this happen?
Just someone who likes me and wants me to play Mass Effect.
Ah! But I don't like you. Did you start yet?
No, I just got them last night.
Did she tell you to be a certain class?
No, but she said I have to be a femme shep.
What's that mean?
A female shepherd.
Nah.
No, you disagree?
I'm always Sam Shepard.
I'm always Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. Who's not Sam Neill?
What's going on with you this week, Brad?
Nothing. Nothing new.
Nothing at all? Same old, same old?
Totes boring.
Sticking dying people and sucking their blood out and putting it back in?
You know what I thought? I thought, how funny would it be like if I stuck someone with their needle and then I just took a little drink of their blood? like, excuse me.
Aren't the
like a vampire bat?
Yeah, I mean that would be cool, but don't some of those people have hepatitis? And
no, none of them do actually. Really? No, because that's an ISO room, and there ain't no one in ISO room.
But I still don't think you want to drink anyone's blood.
It's like it tastes like piss.
I don't think it. Well, I guess their urea. Blood probably does taste like piss.
It tastes like urea. And
I think blood normally doesn't taste like piss.
Tastes like urea and creatinine. I think I'm seeing it right. Creatine.
Well,
I think it's creatine. Is the protein that's in? I think that's a protein from your muscle.
I think they call it creatine.
No, it's creatine.
Oh, is it this creatine?
One, yeah, it's like I think your muscles have creatine, and then when they break down, the proteins go in your bloodstream and then out your penis.
You've gone beyond my level of knowledge. Yeah, you're way above me here.
Boom. Am I smarter than you right now in kidney science?
Yeah, you are.
Holy shit! What time is it?
Well, that's good because you work in that field, so I would hope. To
yeah.
What time is it? It's 9:09. Bam. 9:09.
I'll remember this day. 9/09/2013.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything else to check in with, let's move on.
No more checks. I got super drunk.
Okay.
At my work's Christmas party. It was awesome.
Okay. Any events you'd like to tell?
I encountered some old lady that I used to work with at the other job and was like, "What's up, baby?"
That's the worst.
Yeah, like, it's the worst. After having like 12 Jack and Gingers, you're like, everyone's cute.
Right.
And apparently when I was at the bar, I was told, don't do that again or I'm throwing you out.
But
and
you don't remember what that was.
I'm pretty sure I sat on the shuffleboard table or did something with the shuffleboard table. The two people I was with were playing shuffleboard.
You're lucky they didn't call the cops for that, sitting on the shuffleboard table.
I probably didn't. Who knows what I did?
You probably took your balls out and were like, oh, shuffleball
table. Nah, I never do that.
I'm not trying to, I understand what you mean about like getting drunk and like, oh, that person is cute or is probably a female or
probably female. Hopefully it's a female human.
Yeah. Human.
Human.
Play dum dot human.
Tongle.
But yeah, you ever do that? Like get so drunk that like you get with someone, you regret it and you're like, and then you think like years later, you think about it and you go, oh,
I didn't even get one of them. I was just like, when I woke up next day, I was like, whew. I also had a dream last night that I murdered someone. No, I accidentally killed someone.
Oh, really?
And then instead of like being like, hey, I accidentally killed this person. I don't know why I'm playing the pop filter.
Did you see me eyeballing you?
Yeah, I see you eye fucking me. I like buried him in my wall of my basement, which I don't have.
So kind of Star of Echo style.
Yeah.
Spoiler for Star of Echo.
Oh shit! Yeah, Kevin Bacon. There's a body. But yeah. So then I did that, and something happened where the whole wall broke down, and I was like on the verge of getting caught. And then I woke up, and I was like, whew.
That's very Star of Echoes. Yeah. Have you seen that movie? You've seen that, right?
No. I'd never seen it. But what? It's the did he like mind blank and kill his wife? What was it?
Okay,
spoilers. Spoilers for 1999.
Let's talk about Stir of Echoes. I really like Stir of Echoes.
Really?
Stir of Echoes.
How about White Noise and White Noise 2?
Electric Boogaloo. Is White Noise
Michael Keaton? And yeah. He hears his wife's voice, and mm-hmm. She's like a real bitch. She's like right
because like but he can only hear it like on tape recordings.
It's like some kind of crazy. It's like supposed to be like a real thing.
Like
I heard.
Electro voice phenomenon.
I remember the trailer. It's like, this is Bernice Johnson, and she's like, get out of here. And it's like, it was taken 2001. Like, you know, like
she died in 1992.
Yeah, she died in 1996 though.
Ooh, that gave me a chill. Or it's just really cold in this
and
room.
It's like, and then Michael Keaton will ruin RoboCop.
Wait, is he in RoboCop?
He's in the new RoboCop.
Is he?
He's like, let's make it tactical, and they paint it black.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
make
right.
It tactical.
I actually like. I paint
it checkered. It has the internet. I hate it. It's just like I can sync with like other. I hate that.
It's
like nanomachine. The internet's Wi-Fi is like nanomachines of the 90s.
You're right. It is.
Hey, nanomachines out. Wi-Fi in.
Which is weird because
you can put a password on your Wi-Fi.
Nanomachines are still futuristic, and Wi-Fi is old.
Yeah, it's like fuck. We use nanomachines up in the 90s. We need Wi-Fi and cellular phones.
It's a weird thing, like with doing sci-fi now, is that like our technology is advancing too quickly for us to like make a prediction that isn't proved wrong in like 6 months.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
that's
like,
terrible. That's not gonna fucking work.
So like a lot of like sci-fi, like I've read a couple of sci-fi books where. They're set in the recent past.
Okay.
And they just take a, like real technology and like are like, okay, well, what could we do with this technology?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what science fiction has to revert to the past.
Well, let's get back to RoboCop. And I love the first RoboCop.
Oh, I love them both.
But I don't... I love 3.
That's weird.
With the Japanese samurai robot.
You would.
But I don't think it's like a sacred movie, so I don't care if they try and remake it. Like, this movie could be terrible, but it's not terrible just because they're changing things.
Yeah, I know. I think he looks dumb, and I hate the Wi-Fi. And there's like RoboCops without They look like just cyborgs, you know.
Well, the first trailer, like where they just do like the tactical thing, was not very with like, oh, paint it black.
Yeah,
tactical.
Paint it black.
But the
his robot legs were cool when they like showed you him like running. Yeah. I also don't like that he didn't get shotgun tortured. I don't know that I really like that scene.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean,
he like, just gets blown up in like, a car.
It's the question is, are you trying to recreate the first movie like frame
just,
for frame?
They're, or just,
you,
they're trying to do their own thing.
They're using the concept. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because is RoboCop, was he a comic and then that, or was he a movie and then a comic?
You know what, I think it was a movie first.
I thought Frank Miller was I thought he was a comic because Frank Miller.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Well, let's look it up.
But that was Encyclopedia.
There's the second trailer for it that's longer and has a lot more action in it, and I really liked it.
His gun looks a little, I mean I don't know, it's a badass gun and it's different. Oh, did I tell you that I downloaded, it was like $3, Far Cry Blood Dragon?
I've heard that's really good.
It's amazing.
We had Far Cry for a while, and I beat it.
Well, Blood Dragon is just a regular DLC.
It's a DLC, you don't need the original,
Dude, it's amazing. You have the RoboCop, it's like set in the Neo-80s, and you have all the cutscenes are like...
Everything's neon, and like...
And, even the theme song in the beginning's like real like 80s like synthesizers, and then like the tutorial is hilarious. It like describes how you move. It's like momentum by going forward. And the whole time, the main character's like, I fucking hate tutorials. Like, he's just yelling. And it's like when you put your legs down and then up at a fast motion, that's called jumping. Hit A to jump. And he's just like, God damn it. I fucking want to kill someone.
I love video games where...
The cutscenes are all Super Nintendo graphics. Like, they don't move. They just like...
Well, I do like that. It's hilarious. I love Nintendo cutscenes.
But they're like, motherfucker! Like, the one dude's like, let's smoke these motherfuckers!
And it's like, it's just like a static image, but then they slide across the street.
Yeah.
It's like Ninja Gaiden. Like, the best cutscenes in
video
games.
But it's got, so much profanity. And then, like, your normal pistol is a fucking, RoboCop.
Oh, really?
The machine pistol. And then for some reason, somehow, blood dragons, which are giant like dragon dinosaurs, exist on the island, and then you can like lure them to humans, like to the bad guys, and like they'll just attack the bad guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then like the map has a bunch of animals on it, and they're all like robo crocodile. Everything's like cyberly enhanced. So it's like cyber and dog.
Your guy has like a robot arm, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course he does. You got shot. No, you got all fucked up. You're like a more.
And you have like one robot eye, right?
You have a robot eye, robot arm. You're all bionic, like you're like the last of the Mark IIs.
Okay,
yeah, it's hilarious, dude. I laugh so hard.
I should download that. So
it's
recommendation.
Not $3 anymore.
Blood Dragon. Oh, what is it? Was it like $10 now?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. I'll
it's
still
but it's like 10 hours plus of gameplay, and it's hilarious, dude.
So according to Wikipedia, RoboCop was not based on a comic. One of the screenwriters said he got the idea for it when he was walking past a poster for Blade Runner.
He's braiding hair. He's like, are you braiding hair on Deckard's watch? He just has a gun. He just has scissors.
No, he braids like, do androids dream of electric cornrows?
you see a lock of hair hanging from a head. Do you cut it or let it stay there?
Why would I care?
Why is it on its back?
he asked his friend what the film Blade Runner was about, and his friend said, it's about a cop hunting robots. This then sparked the idea for him about a robot cop, which, funnily enough, spoilers for Blade Runner, it is a robot cop. Anyway.
Yeah, is Deckard a Raelian, or whatever they're called?
They never say. Raelian?
Raelian.
A Raelian is like someone who believes in like.
A Raelian is a.
An alien who got reanimated?
No, what is he? Artificially created, like, humanoid being from Xenosaga.
Shit.
They have their own rights, unlike. Cyborgs who have no human rights.
What were we talking about? Blade Runner. Yes,
Blade Runner. Deckard is a robot. I heard only that's only alluded to in like the 2000, like 1999, like director's cut or some shit like
right,
that.
The director's cut. It's barely hinted in the
vague,
original release.
Yeah.
And then it's still pretty vague in the director's cut. But yeah, he is supposed to be a replicant.
Yeah, because the other girl's a replicant and doesn't know it. And he's supposed to be the same thing as right. a replicant who doesn't know. A replicant that hunts replicants?
I see a weird eye peeking in the door.
Yo,
what
bro,
is that?
Bro, beer me.
Beer me, bro.
Beer me, bro.
We're going to take a beer me break.
What's in it for me?
A beer?
You get to give me a beer. I'm not going to come to your party tomorrow night.
Are you having a party tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not coming.
sorry for that little interruption. Our beer boy came by.
You can't invite me because I quit.
Have you seen that? Hey, we're trying to record a professional radio show here.
I'm on unemployment.
Have you seen that Almost Human show?
The British version?
No, it's got
or the Americana.
No, version. Not being, that's being human. What's Almost Human? It's
that the sequel to Not Quite Human?
No, but it is a lot like Not Quite Human.
Is it Robot Boy?
It's about cops in the future, and one of them is Judge Dredd, aka Bones from the new Star Trek.
How is that?
It's pretty good.
He's not a robot.
No, he has a robot leg.
His black buddy is.
Right.
Who's got like OK Cupid in his head.
It reminds me a lot of
Sentinel.
No, it does not remind me of Sentinel. I know what Sentinel is, yes.
Why don't you tell the rest of the people?
Sentinel is about I think he was a Marine or an Army Ranger who's deployed in the jungle. And from being in the jungle alone for so long, like he developed these enhanced sensory powers.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a robot person.
No, maybe that's a different show called Sentinel. This was the guy, he's a character actor. He's like always has a flat top haircut and like.
Yeah, I know
what
he looks like.
And like he hung out with with that kid with like the kind of like shoulder length curly hair who would help him like use his powers.
Going about the whole
Almost Human.
How's the Carl Urban?
Carl Urban and whoever it plays his partner Dorian.
LeVar Burton.
It's not LeVar Burton, although that would be great.
Yeah, go on.
go ahead. Drink your beer. you can have one. Grab another one for me and run for yourself. Sorry, our beer boy is trying to bring us our beer. So
that's beer. He's a beer man now. These pipes. Clean.
We've made him into a beer man.
He totally fucked John Goodman's wife. Well, I'm limping to the fridge. Because his dick's all big.
Okay.
All right.
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
It reminds me of... It has that same problem that...
So what's his deal? Like, what's the robot's deal or whatever?
So, in the future, every cop... The premise of the show is that in the future, every cop is partnered with a robotic partner.
He's straight up not human at all.
Right.
He's not even a cyborg.
No. And so, but basically, this guy is old school. He doesn't like he's been around since before that was the policy. Mm-hmm.
Is he like, I hate my goddamn robotic leg?
Yeah. And
Dr. McCoy? Yeah.
He's real gruff. He hates his robot leg that got blown off because of some shit. He blames like an android.
Cyberdyne or something.
And like they give him a partner, and in the first episode, he's like, oh, could you check the door? And then it just kicks him out of the car, and the robot gets run over. And like there's one set of robots that are like, yes. How can I help you? Blah, mm-hmm. blah. They're like RoboCop-ish.
Yeah. They're very autonomous.
And he gets a new like partner pulled out of storage who like was like an experimental model who has a digital soul and he feels emotions. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that part's really dumb. But the way that guy plays his character is really cool because he just acts like a guy who mm-hmm. is a robot, but mm-hmm. he's a robot. Like he doesn't act like Data or RoboCop. He's just like he speaks colloquially. Like he also can like interface with computers and shit.
You got you. He's basically a human with cybernetic enhancements.
Like, hey, could you stop treating me like shit? I am a robot, but I have feelings. So deal with it.
He's like, goddamn, robots don't have feelings. Fucking wife took everything but my bones.
And that's why Bones is called Bones in Star Trek.
In the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Well, that's
they never hint to like why his nickname is Bones.
That's what I was going to say about this show is I like it, but it reminds me of all those J.J. Abrams shows that are more about visuals and cool situations.
Is
than
there
actual
like
plot.
The light in the corner of the fucking camera?
No, but that's
like his thing.
Everything's shiny.
He's
and
like,
shit.
We need more semi shine.
I think he might be a producer on that, but I don't think he's directing.
He just makes me feel like my glasses are dirty. When I'm watching his movies, I'm like, oh, hold on, there's a shine.
And your glasses
like,
are dirty.
I'm like, damn it. It's him.
It's the
greatest prank of all times.
It's all a conspiracy to sell more glasses wipes.
It is. I have so many glasses wipes,
okay,
man.
Okay, we're going to take a beer break, and we'll be back
in a
moment.
Don't be such a glass hole.
And we're back. We got way off topic there. There's two things I wanted to get to before we again veer off topic. One, we had a comment on Facebook from, like, over a month ago, which I never noticed, from power listener Ronald Russ.
Power listener.
Power listener.
You punch a wolf and then absorb it.
Who I'm told is also called Ronnie.
Is it Ronnie? Mark.
That's what I hear. So earlier you were telling me about his comment, Ryan. What were the names you tried to say? you said Rusty Rod.
I said Rusty Rod. Did I say Rudy Rust or you something? You said
Rudy Ross.
Rudy Ross. Rusty
Ronald Rust.
Ronald Rusty. Rusty Ronald, wasn't that one?
Yep. But it's
Russ Roddleton. And my favorite, Rusty Rod.
Got a million sinisters, none of them all sinister, the ministers.
Yeah. A thousand lollydollies and legolollies. Make you hot, 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 hot.
I don't want one position, I want all positions. All
Mr. Russ.
Okay, so you left a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thebadmemorypodcast.
On our page, by the way.
We incorporate and it reads as follows. I'm sure the two of you would take great pleasure to know that a couple of episodes back, you freaked out my ex-wife. She came home late, and I had fallen asleep listening to an always entertaining episode of the Bad Memory Podcast. And just as she came home, she was listening to it in the background, and you guys started saying Ronald Russ. She was like, what the fuck is going on? Why are there people talking about Ronnie on our computer?
Yeah.
So save this episode up and play this part. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can hear it.
Yeah.
Ronald Russ.
You're sleeping. Rock-a-bye, baby.
Thanks for the comment. If you want to leave comments, go on facebook.com/thebadmemorypodcast. You can follow us on Tumblr, badmemorypodcast.tumblr.com. Moving on, we want to go bring it back around to the opening of the show, which was Batman Beyond the Beast.
Triple Beast.
Can I give you some background on Batman the Brave and the Bold?
You can give me some background.
Okay, some back rubs?
Some bat round.
Yeah. Short round. Batmite. I'll give you a little Batmite.
Oh, a little Batmite. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Did you look that up? It was Pee Wee Herman.
No,
right?
It's just fucking crazy. And yeah. I didn't look it up. That was pretty good. Told you Michael Dorn was in it too as Vandal Savage. Vandal Savage, by the way, sucks. He looks terrible in that show.
Well,
he's like a fucking caveman.
Yeah, he looks like a weird caveman. And like he looks in the comics he looks a little cooler. But basically
To talk about Vandal Savage too.
Yeah, we can. Okay. Let's put a pin in that. Vandal Savage. So boop. Here, look, I'm writing it V for Vandal Savage.
Use the precogs.
Using the precogs. Mm-hmm. Red ball with a V on it.
Red ball.
Hold on, I have to sneeze. Vamp. You're not vamping.
What's that mean?
It's when you like fill up time.
Yeah.
Come on! It's like the from Family Guy with old timey piano player.
Okay.
Vamp! Okay. Anyway.
Then I know.
I really like Batman Brave and the Bold because it got away from the trend in the last 30 years of Batman being, you know, dark and gritty, like, and like, you know, violent and all that stuff. It's fun.
He is. It's silly.
He's still
shit.
Batman.
He is. Yeah.
He's still Batman.
Even his grappler looks fucking weird. It's like a bat. It's just shaped like a bat batarang.
Yeah.
That he fucking fires in the air. And I like that guy, Dietrich, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Dietrich Bader.
Yeah,
like that.
The fucking dude from Drew Carey Show and
from Drew Carey Show,
Beverly Hillbillies remake.
Yes, he was also in
Office Space. Dude,
Office Space.
There's the chick on the back. She's on the TV with boobs. Stop talking through the wall, Lawrence.
Come on over.
Hey, Lawrence, what would happen if I said I had the moon days? You'd probably get your ass kicked.
No, man, no one say that at my work.
Yeah, probably get your butt kicked.
But yeah, he's a boy.
What would you pay $1 million for two girls to go, two girls to get with me? Or like, have a threesome?
He's in Balls of Fury.
Is he? Yes.
Two girls to get with each other and then
get
let
me
watch. And then
you would pay that much? You think anyone else? He's like, you think any other two chicks would get with me? He says like something pretty funny. I love him. He's great in that.
But like, he's really. Did you see the last episode of that show?
No, I'm still in season one.
Oh, it's really good.
I like to watch the show and then immediately Wikipedia the villain that he's fighting and then get lost in the Wikipedia.
That's a great thing about it is like. It's light, it's fun, it's colorful. Like it reminds me
like the one it was like what Batmite it was like polka he had like polka dot man. I was like, are you fuck? There's a polka dot man.
Yeah. A polka dot man, kite man,
kite
crazy
man?
Quilt.
Yeah, yeah, it was just insane.
Yeah, crazy quilt's it was awesome.
Just, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I like yeah and like. It shows that you can do Batman and he's still Batman and he's still an awesome crime fighter and a detective, but it doesn't have to be like grim and horrible and violent. Like
it's silly as
like
fuck.
If you want it to be, there's plenty of that out there. Yeah. But like you can have like an upbeat Batman show.
It's just silly. It's just so fucking silly. And
what
then,
are
like,
some other crazy villains?
Batmite's ridiculous.
Batmite
is he from Mixlipicklet's universe?
He is from a similar but
the
different
fifth
universe.
Dimension.
Basically, yeah, he's like Mr. Mixlipicklet. But he's
I like that he called him. He called him use 3Ds. thought it was pretty cool.
What? Are you talking about the 60s one?
No, we're talking about the Batman Brave and the Bold cartoon.
You want to get your exercise ball and snuggle up?
We're almost done this one.
Let's do another one. Fuck it, do it live.
We'll see what you feel like after you you drunk. Do your recycling. You got to get green.
Dude, go green or go home. My favorite movie, Big Green. Boom, love the Goots.
Wait, what is Big Green about?
I don't know. A fucking bunch of misfit kids go to summer school, and like an English chick has to teach them, and she's hot, but she knows how to play soccer, and she teaches kids respect through soccer, and then Steve Guttenberg's like the drunk like sheriff.
Oh, okay.
The Disney movie.
What's Guttenberg up to lately?
The Goots? Probably, remember that one movie?
Party Down.
What? Yeah, he was great in Party Down.
Showing off his peck implant.
Yeah. Does he have peck implants in real life?
It looks like it. They look weird.
I like him in that movie where he pretends to be a badass from Australia.
Lobo.
Yeah, Lobo? I'm Lobo. What's that called?
I forget.
It's like, so the Goots
he's
is like...
He's really gross in the beginning.
He really... So Goots is like himself and he can't get tricks, but he's like a cartoonist or a writer?
I think he's a cartoon.
Yeah, he's very Cusack. So he like makes himself. He makes a character out of himself. He like dyes his hair and drives a motorcycle.
All right, I'm trying to find it. Looking it up.
It's called like How to Be a Bad Guy or something.
Something like that. Cocoon, The Return, Three Men, Little Lady, Surrender.
Up more. It's closer to like 1995.
Zeus and Roxanne, Airborne, Overdrive, Home Team, The Stranger. 90s. Oh wait, okay, here we go.
It's Cooper. Go up.
Casper, oh yeah, he was in Casper, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. Him and Devon Sawa.
Tower of Terror, Overdrive,
Boyfriend School.
What?
Boyfriend School.
Gus.
Yep.
What is Boyfriend School? Wait,
the best movie ever.
The Boyfriend School.
Yep. Click on it.
Wait. So what does that have to do with Boyfriend School?
Look at it. What? I told you.
I'm so confused. I'm looking at the poster.
Sister. Writes romantic novels, and she turns her loser brother
into one of her novels. Right,
into a bad boy.
I do like Jamie Gertz. Biker. You look me at Jamie Gertz.
More like Jamie
and Shelley Long. Whatever happened to Shelley Long?
Gertz,
who is Shelley Long
from the first season of Cheers?
Who is Shelley Long? Who's she in Lost Boys? Is she Trish?
No, not Jamie Gertz. Shelley Long.
Oh,
who's Jamie? Who again?
Yeah. Here, hold on. What is? But
who's Shelley Gertz?
Jesus Christ!
Jamie Long.
She was in Cheers. What's the last thing she was in?
Money Pit.
Holiday Road Trip. Mary in Law.
Beverly Hills.
The Dog Who Saved the Holidays. Apparently, she's only in Christmas movies.
They all sound pornographic to me.
She was in Modern Family. Yeah,
That show's funny. I'm sorry.
Wow, she hasn't been in anything.
I started watching.
It's not bad, right?
No, it's not bad.
I like Phil Dunphrey.
Okay, you wanted to talk about Vandal Savage.
Vandal Savage. Okay, questions.
Catman.
I have questions for about him. Okay, so he's immune to like physical damage. Like he cannot be hurt like through physical damage, but I like read that like he can be hurt like internally.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was wikiing him. I probably read it wrong because of dyslexia, but I'm pretty sure like you know like punches don't hurt him,
Lex
but like
Dyslia.
Yeah. Like,
you guys are so cute.
What, Tom Alexson said over there,
Tom Alexson?
Excellent Oswald.
I was gonna say,
That's even better. Excellent, what was it?
Excellent Oswald.
Yeah, I love that name.
That's my name backwards.
Ex-Milosnon. Who sent you here? Ex-Milosnon.
What about
to powers and abilities. I'm really impatient. Go.
What about, Axel Thromson?
I like Lex Thompson's great. He looks great there, by the way. Sorry.
Well, he's supposed to like. He's sort of. Sometimes he's drawn sort of like a buff Genghis Khan. Like,
well, he is Genghis Khan. He's Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Napoleon Bonaparte.
I was all of history's great acting robots.
He's almost like Sid 6.6.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
6.7.
Oh no, 6 man. The dumber Russell Crowe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
That's the dumbest movie.
Huh? I love that movie. Virtuosity.
I lost interest.
Give Denzel Washington.
Wasn't one of his personalities like the Moriarty?
Joker? One was the Joker.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. You're thinking it was.
Was it Tom Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whatever his name is.
Tom Wayne Gacy.
Yep. John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy.
It was John Wayne Gacy.
Or Pogo.
Pogo.
As was the clown maker.
I believe it was. Yeah. Is that who it was? Was he Pogo? Yeah.
It was supposed to be. what's his face? Bad Teeth from No Escape. And
who's Bad Teeth? Oh, really? That guy? Yeah. Oh, really? Thank God.
He was trying to bring Tracy Lords into real life. And then...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how... Because he's like, I'm going to put Tracy Lords in this gel stuff, and I'm going to have my own Tracy Lords. And then it turns into Sid.
No, wasn't there a naked chick at first, though?
It was Tracy Lords. I don't think she was naked.
I thought there was titties.
I doubt it.
Titties. I know they're like respectable. I like that they were just like, let's make Denzel edgy. Give him dreadlocks and a robotic arm.
I would have seen that movie.
I like that he had some plastic tubes in his hand.
You know, his robotic arm. I like the fact that like he was in jail because he like his family got blowed up,
and it was his fault.
Death was by explosion.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. They died of explosion.
They died of explosion. These look like explosion marks.
But, I heard that he bled nail polish.
But, like, remember, like, he, his parents blew, like, his family, his mom, his daughter and wife blew up, and then it blew his arm off, and then he had the machine gun still, and, like, the news reporter came behind him, and he just shot her.
That's what happened?
Yeah, it's something like that, isn't it?
It sounds familiar.
It's like a reporter comes behind him, and he's just, like, so fucking
Denzel
fucked up.
With dreadlocks.
Yeah. And I remember him punching, like, the fan, stopping the fan with his robot arm to save, like, Julia Stiles' baby or whatever the fuck the female actress is. He's got something like with his damage, like his external and internal damage. Like, he can be, like, eviscerated. He's got, like, it's weird. It's, like, to the point where he doesn't fight. He just kind of, like, is a master tactician.
And so it says, like, he basically is immortal, but sometimes he's shown that, it's invulnerable to age, disease, and fatigue.
But
and
I think cancer can kill
he's
him.
He's immortal, and he's invulnerable. He's invulnerable to internal bodily damage to his internal bodily functions. He's still vulnerable to external damage. So, like, he could have his arms cut off and stuff,
and they won't grow back.
Right, if there's something strong enough to do it, but he's basically he can't be hurt anyway. So
nothing can cut him. I like the fact that like it was just a meteorite that gave him radiation. That's how he became it.
Yeah.
He like laid in it. He was like, I'm gonna lay in here because I'm cold.
No, he checked it out. He was like, oh shit, oh me Vandal Savage, me yeah, check yeah, out yeah. Meteor.
He's Vondar Erg.
Creep show.
You know that there wasn't any like blobs or space aliens in there.
He's Vondar. He's Vander Erg.
He has a daughter, Scandal Savage.
Ooh, I saw. Who's like sexy?
Who names their daughter Scandal?
Probably someone.
Well, if your name
Vandal.
Is Vandal, you name your kid Scandal.
You're asking for trouble.
Well, she's not a Paris Hilton type. She's more of a stabbing people type.
Yeah.
And she's a lesbian.
Is she also invulnerable to damage?
Somewhat. She's crazy. Not immortal though.
He's immortal, but he can still like make kids.
Oh yeah,
he's like the worst dad.
Yeah, right. He just makes bitches.
Yeah.
No, he makes like tons of like he's had like thousands of children.
Are they
like,
still
over the years.
Are they boss too or
I don't know. I think they end up like he trains them and most of them end up dying. And he doesn't like Scandal cuz she won't give him a son because she is not straight. So
that bitch.
What's wrong with that?
Does he like? I don't think he likes. He doesn't even consider humans humans.
Pretty well, sure he's not human. He's a Cro-Magnon man.
Yeah, which is the reverse, right?
He's a different species.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
the one that were like eradicated by us.
Yeah.
Did we kill them or just hunt their food?
We maybe neither. We might have just fucked them into oblivion.
Yeah, everybody fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because there's Cro-Magnon. I don't know if we were. I don't know if modern humans were contemporary with Cro-Magnons.
So like we just like fucked them to where we like bred with them so much.
According to like genetics and some like
our genes were tougher.
Well, no. Like they found evidence of like at least four different distinct human species existing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Modern humans, Neanderthals, Denisovans. There's another one they just found. And like, there's lots of evidence for Neanderthals, but like the Denisovans, they've only found like a tooth and a pinky bone.
Crazy.
And then the other one, they only know from like the genetic markers it's left in our DNA. Yeah. So it's nuts.
That's nuts.
And yeah, but like we all like most of us have like some or a lot of us have Neanderthal DNA in us or Denisovan DNA.
I definitely got myself a Neanderthal dick.
Go to Fireman's Weekend, Wildwood.
Yeah.
See plenty of them.
Yeah, apparently.
I've seen straight up Cro-Mags. Cro-Mag.
You know what's funny? I had a dialysis. I had a dialysis.
Cro-Mags from Sliders?
I had to give a Cro-Magnon man dialysis during Fireman's Weekend.
That'd That might have been him.
He like he was like big and hairy and like had a fireman's like fucking tat like shirt on, like, you know, Philadelphia fireman. And then the guy who took him was also big, like bear, like Cro-Magnon man who like drove him. He was cool though.
Did you want to know about Catman?
Yes. Which one? Not Wildcat.
Wildcat was an original member of the Justice Society.
Which is he? Is he a cat-like person, or is he a human?
No, he's a boxer.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I know in the show he has like a heart attack every episode.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
Yeah, so he's a human.
He's a human boxer. And like in the show, like he was part of the Justice Society, which included like the Spectre, Hourman, Hawkman. It was like the precursor to Justice League.
Got you. So it was like the Minutemen?
And basically, like, depending on the continuity, like, they're shown to be older.
Okay.
And so, like, that's why he's kind of, like, an old, like, crusty guy.
Uh-huh. But he can still, like, sock someone out.
Yeah, but, like, in some versions of the DC Universe, like, they're contemporaries, so, like, they existed at the same time. Or, like, the JSA was just before the JLA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, instead of being, like, 20 years before.
Why do Catman, Batman can't be Catman in a boxing thing?
Wildcat. Batman. And, yeah. Batman is not a good as a boxer as Wildcat. Yeah. And then there's Catman, who is just basically a Batman like villain.
Yeah.
But his name's Catman,
and he has heightened senses.
Yeah. But
he's like the best tracker in the world.
They redid him for
Catman Fever. Catman Fever. What's that? Driving me crazy.
What?
Pac-Man Fever.
Oh.
That's a song. Pac-Man Fever.
I was gonna sing Cat Dance.
That's good.
Catman. There's a really good series written by Gail Simone called Secret Six.
Yes, I've seen that name.
Have you seen that?
In the Wikipedia.
And basically, like,
I don't know what it means. I've just seen the name.
It basically took a bunch of like kind of shitty joke villains.
Very nice.
And Catman
like,
is one
Polka
of them.
Polka Dot Man.
And what?
Polka Dot Man and Killer Moth.
They're not in it, but
fucking
like
Killer Moth.
But like Ragdoll, Scandal Savage, Catman, Deadshot, a few others. But Catman's origin was retold where like his family were like big game hunters, and he ended up living with a pride of lions, like, and like the thing on his chest, like it was like a CM.
Mm-hmm.
It got changed to like three like claw marks because he actually has three claw marks on his chest from wrestling a lion.
Okay.
And then, like, but then he lived with them.
So he wrestled a lion, fucked a lioness, became king of the jungle.
Something like that, yes.
He probably was the first man who invented AIDS.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's the exact
story. So AIDS, do you really think a guy fucked a monkey and then had sex with a gay man?
No.
Were you the first Cro-Magnon man to fuck a monkey?
It's probably more likely that the monkey's meat or brain was eaten. Or it could have just been transmitted some other
like,
way.
Doesn't AIDS not kill like animals, just humans?
No, I heard the monkey turn into a flight attendant and then spread it all over North America.
That sounds very familiar.
No,
I've seen that like
and
in
he
a
pretended to be a French Canadian.
There's a related disease called there's a primate version of HIV called I think it's PIV or something like that. That they get, but they don't get RHIV, and there's feline HIV, basically.
There's cat AIDS?
Yes, there's cat AIDS.
Shit, I may have cat AIDS.
Fiv. We'll stop fucking cats.
Never.
Oh, poor Constable Odo. All right.
Well, he shapeshifts into a vagina.
You've wasted another perfectly good 45 minutes with the Bad Memory Podcast.
Are you talking to me or the audience?
Both.
Because
everyone in this room and everyone listening.
I'm going to Yoko Uno your ass. I'm going to John Lennon you.
Oh, I thought you meant Yokozuna, and you're gonna.
I'm gonna Yokozuna you. That means like grand champion.
Yes,
by the way.
But was he an actual sumo wrestler? I know he wasn't Japanese.
Well, he's from wrestling, which is fake, you dumb fuck.
No. But I mean, did he go to wrestling from?
No, he's like
sumo
Puerto
wrestling.
Rican.
He's Hawaiian.
Have you seen him?
Or
he's
no,
Puerto Rican. It's big.
Or no,
it's
he
big
Samoan?
Pun.
Is Yokozuna
big pun.
Is he Samoan?
Huh? I don't know. He's good fucking chance. Brown.
Okay, next. I guess I'm asking the wrong person.
You're asking
for
the wrong
a nuanced view of.
He does not look Chinese. Does not look Japanese.
He's not Japanese. Okay,
no, he's an actor
who
acting on a show.
Do you think
would be funny if Chris Bennett was super smart, but his only thing is downside that he thought wrestling was real. You ever think that?
It's
no.
science.
No, it's fucking a science of the power bomb.
You watch Ric Flair, he really slaps him in the chest.
That's, look at that. That's kinetic damage.
You can hear the contact.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some PSIs in that slap.
Well, you could estimate the force and the area of his hand.
Dude, I washed my hands today, and the PSIs inside the fucking soap dispenser was like so strong, it kind of burned.
PSIs?
It was like, yeah, we had one of those. You put your hand underneath the soap dispenser, and it like comes out, puts soap on you.
And it shot out so hard it hurt?
No, it just shot out really fast. I just made that up.
All right, that's it for another episode.
Trying to make this shit exciting with Brainy McBrainerton over here talking about fucking real wrestling.
If you'd like to interact with the show, like...
if you'd like to challenge me and think that wrestling isn't fake, I will wrestle you. This is Chris Bennett, by the way, talking. something
so
smart,
if you'd like to be like Ruby Rod and
Rusty Rod
and write into the show, do it on our Facebook page, Tumblr,
it's super green,
email us, you can call us 609-SH1-TTER,
Razor Ramon Rod,
leave us a voicemail, I'd like to play a voicemail on the show,
the Rusty's Edge.
You know, I didn't know until recently that Razor Ramon was not Puerto Rican and his name was like John Smith or something.
Scott Hall,
yeah.
That sounds very Spanish Cuban to me.
John Smith?
Scott Hall. Whatever he says. What is it?
Hey, Chico.
Odd bad guy, right?
We should do a whole show about all
He kind of looks like the bad guy. He kind of looks like the bad guy from Only the Strong.
Yeah.
Can we come back and
do it? Do the whole thing. Come on, you're good at it.
What's it called? Hey, Capoeira Maestro. This is my town. You step off.
I number one.
I get it. Yankee, go home, huh? All over again.
The Cascas.
Banana way. Banana way.
See, what I did is... Do you like it? I put it through some shifters.
I put it through some
what'd he say? Some shifters some or things. Faders? Some faders?
Some faders. As much as you could do with a cassette tape.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I may be gay.
In a boombox.
In a boombox and cassette
tape. Be really effeminate in Children of the Corn 3.
He really... Is he in that?
Yeah, he's... He walks behind the rock.
Okay, I may just have to fade out the show to end it.
Can we hear the remix version after this is over?
Okay, let's fade out.
The best part is like, we graduated high school. Let's get those fucking Brazilians to come and do a capoeira with us.
And
everyone wear white pants.
Capoeira.
Podcast. It's bad and you should feel bad.